Welcome to Earth Science Week. I'm Laura Waters, a faculty member in the Earth and Environmental Science Department at New Mexico Tech. Did you know that New Mexico has its very own supervolcano? The supervolcano is located high up in the rolling hills above Los Alamos and just north of Santa Fe National Forest. Maybe you guessed it, it's Valles Caldera National Preserve. If you've ever visited the National Preserve, you might think of the steep mountains, excellent fishing and hunting, or maybe even an opportunity to see a large herd of elk. When a geologist goes to Valles Caldera, they see a living volcanic system. About 1.6 million years ago, Valles began erupting huge volumes of magma. When the eruptions finished, a total of 800 cubic kilometers of magma was erupted over New Mexico. That is a hard number to understand. If we were to pile up that 800 cubic kilometers of volcanic material over the city of Albuquerque, the layer of magma would be a mile thick. So the eruptions from Valles were enormous. After all those eruptions, a caldera was left behind. A caldera is what remains after a large volcano collapses following eruption. The name caldera comes from cauldron, a deep metal pot. You might see cauldrons used as some Halloween decorations soon. When you visit Valles Caldera, you are actually standing on the floor of a supervolcano, and a caldera is so big you can't actually see both sides of it at once. Since the eruptions and the formation of the caldera, the volcano still shows some activity. From the visitor center, you can see many large dome-shaped hills. These are all little volcanoes that erupted slowly or effusively out of the caldera floor. And this is where my work comes in. More on that tomorrow. Celebrating Earth Science Week, I'm Laura Waters, a faculty member in the Earth and Environmental Science Department at New Mexico Tech.